I'm joined by Elizabeth Pappas. She is the Executive Director of the Arts Center of Burlington, and we are looking at events that are coming up in October, and there are a lot of things that are going on, a lot of classes that are going to be going on. There is an event happening, actually, the we see this coming Tuesday, the 4th. It is the new opportunities to get involved, and this is a thing you do every month. Is that right, Elizabeth?
Yes, so our volunteer meeting is always the first Tuesday of the month at 5:30 at the Art Center.
Yes, and it is.
And
go ahead.
Sorry, something popped up in my ear. We just gather together and go over all the upcoming events and ongoing events for people to get involved and volunteer. And we rely heavily on our wonderful volunteers, and it's a fun group of people.
Okay, again, that's Volunteer Opportunities Tuesday on the 4th, and then the next day, it is something else you do every month. It is Artist to Artist at the Arts Center of Burlington. That is Wednesday, and this is the Arts Center of Burlington along with the Fort Madison Area Arts Association. Is that right?
Correct. So we've partnered with them this past year, and we switched back and forth. And this month, we are back at the Art Center of Burlington, and it's a group of artists and creatives, and we discuss their most recent work. We talk about artists' upcoming shows, talk about studio practice. Really, really fun group that meets every month.
And again, the Gallery Lounge. You've got the Gallery Lounge. Now, the Gallery Lounge always is the first and third Friday, well, almost always the first and third Friday of every month, and you've got coming up on Friday the 7th, Richie Bleasner, who is at beer, wine, and charcuterie boards. But again, that's going to be happening Friday night. You've got the Art Hop also. That happens also on Friday night. Those are two events that are concurrently going on. They go on together pretty much every month. Is that right?
Yes, every month. The only exception that I can think of right now is next month or in November. The third Friday is our biggest event of the year, Celebrity Battle of the Brushes. It'll be down at the auditorium, and we don't do Art Pop on that night. In October, they will still be first and third Fridays.
Yeah,
Gallery Lounge.
Aaron Warner will be the live music in the Gallery Lounge on the 21st of October. And your Celebrity Battle of the Brushes, we might mention that right now. That's going on Friday, November 18th. Doors open at 5:30, $25 a ticket or $225 per table. But it's five celebrity artists all bringing creativity brushes and competitive celebrity battle of the brushes. And this will be featuring members of the community, but they'll have a prominent artist that will actually be there to help them. Right.
Yes, so I'd love to officially announce that, if that's okay with you.
That's fine. You can go ahead. Yes, go ahead, please.
So our five celebrities are Alec Cornick, Jason Hutchison, Mike McCoy, Mike Ripple, and Kim Staub, well-known, wonderful people in our community who claim to not be artists. And they will be partnered with artists Jerry Sparks, David Garrison, Nora Bell, Jessica Kirby, and Janet Hackmeister. And we are so grateful and excited to work with all of these people for our biggest fundraising event of the year. Super, super excited. So stay tuned for lots of spotlights on these wonderful people. But tickets are on sale. You can call, stop in. You can also purchase on our website. You can purchase through our Facebook link. $25 a ticket or $225 for a table.
And again, it's btownart.com. Your October show, your opening reception, that's going on also on the 7th of October, 5 to 8. It's for Tim Schroll, Black and White Photography Show. And it's entitled Monochrome, which I guess is what black and white would be, right?
Yes. So Tim Schroll, black and white film photography. Tim Schroll is from Illinois. And what you'll see in the show is mostly landscape and nature photography. He encourages the viewer to delve into the intricacies of light and shadow and texture through his black and white photography. We will be setting the show up early next week. Super excited about this show. Opening reception, October 7th from 5 to 8.
You've got a unique...
And Tim will be there.
No, that's great. And you've got a unique performance, a dual performance in the gallery going on Saturday the 15th, visiting classical guitarist Frances Verba. And I always mispronounce her last name. It is the local artist. She's very, very well known. Cecile, and it's, how is that pronounced, her last name?
Well. Cecile Well.
Okay.
Yes.
I knew it was something very simple, but it was one of those things. It's French, obviously. Frances plays the guitar, and Cecile will paint. She'll paint. What is she painting? She's going to be painting something on a canvas?
Yes. So Frances is a classical guitarist, and he will be playing at the guitar while Cecile paints next to him. So it's a dual performance before, and they'll just play off of each other. Cecile will be painting, I believe she's going to be doing a triptych, a canvas triptych, and this will be for sale at the end of the night. Tickets are $15. We'll have our cash bar available, and it'll just be a really fun night of beautiful music. And to watch Cecile paint live, this will be a fun, special night. Tickets are available now.
And what is a triptych, by the way?
So these will be three canvas panels that she will paint.
Okay.
So you could purchase them separately or all together.
All right. Okay, what's going on? You've got Itty Bitty Bits of Art Small Works Show going on November 1st through the 18th. That's going to be actually next month. But that is, another Small Works Show entry fee for up to three pieces there. And submitted pieces may not be larger than 12 by 12 inches, including the frame. So, again, you can find out more by going to btownart.com. And your all-member show is also coming up in November the 22nd and the 28th of November. And, again, you may have submit up to two works. At least one must be for sale. Again, that you can find it as well, btownart.com. Some of your classes you've got coming up. Custom clay chess set with Jesse Tucci. That's going on Saturdays, the 8th, 15th, 22nd, 29th, and November 5th, all 2 to 4:30 p.m. A custom chess pieces. That's kind of a rather unique idea, isn't it?
Yes, this was an idea that Jesse had, and I loved it. And the pictures that you see on our website or on Facebook, that is the actual prototype that she has made for this. So you'll make your own chess pieces, and then the class also includes a really nice roll-up chess mat and a nice box to put in. It's a wonderful gift for the holidays, just some like a keepsake chess set for all those chess enthusiasts in your life. So
all right.
We're super excited about this. It's filling up, too, quickly.
All right. You got a Potter's Wheel, Lily and Ruben, the 12th, 19th, 26th, and also November 2nd, 9th, and 16th. 1 to 3:30 or 6:30 to 9. This is $90 for Art Center members, $100 for non-members, and it's a great class for both beginners and intermediates, focusing on centering and raising a cylinder, making bowls, cups, etc. So it's really learning how to be a potter is really what we're looking at, right?
Yes. Lillian teaches this class every fall, and it's so nice because there's an afternoon session, the 1 to 3:30, or an evening 6:30 to 9 p.m. session, and they run at the same time. Great, great class with Lily and Ruben.
All right, and you've got an adult beginner watercolor four-part series, Under the Sea, with Jerry Sparks, and again, watercolor creating jellyfish, angelfish, seahorses, sea turtles. Again, that's going on. Again, that is happening on the 18th, 25th, November 1st, and 8th. And you've got Adult Beginner Acrylic Harvest Moon with Jerry Sparks as well. That's Thursday the 20th, again, 6 to 8:30. And if that isn't enough, you've also got a custom pet mug with Lily and Ruben. Okay. basically it's tracing a favorite photo of your furry loved one, right?
That's correct.
The Art of the Envelope with Megan Riley. This is one interesting. What is this all about?
Yes. Yeah, so Megan Riley, is going to be teaching you how to make beautiful envelopes for your Christmas cards, greeting cards. So we will be doing some artistic, creative touches on beautiful envelopes. It's all about the packaging, you know, Steve.
It is. I was just going to say that's obviously when one of those comes to you, you'll know it's from somebody special is what you'll know.
Yes.
And October Kids classes include Clay Piggy Banks with Jesse Tucci on Wednesday the 5th at 4:30 to 6. And that's grades 3 to 6. And Custom Clay Checker Set with Jesse Tucci, that is for grades 3 to 6 as well, going at 4:30 to 6. So I guess no matter what age you are, there's going to be something for you to be able to take advantage. BeTownArt.com.
Always.
And to Elizabeth Pappas, thank you so much for joining me. Have a great month of October. Sounds like you got a busy November, too, okay?
Yes, we do. Thank you so much, Steve.